Proclamation number 7114 of 7th of May, 1958. Desire for truth first prerequisite. The deep desire for truth is rarely found in people. It is true that every individual would object if you were approached for unhesitatingly accepting untruth. But a certain indifference prevails. Most people do not search for truth, they rather strive for everything else, and thereby they get deeper and deeper into wrong thinking, and the supply of truth is made impossible because the desire for truth is the first prerequisite. A person will certainly have doubts about the credibility of spiritual knowledge from time to time, but he does nothing to come to a clear result as to whether his doubts are justified or not. And thus, as long as this indifference towards truth exists, the human being also walks along in spiritual darkness. He closes his eyes and therefore cannot see the light either. The spiritual willingness to receive the truth must be present, but then no human being will need to complain about not having attained it. For nothing is more willingly fulfilled than a sincere desire for truth. This will then be explainable to you humans when you know what the activity of the beings of light consists of, to whose protection and guidance you humans are entrusted during your earthly life. These beings stand in the light, i.e., in fullest realization, which makes them inconceivably happy. But they're also full of love. Otherwise they would not be able to inhabit the world of light. Their love now drives them incessantly to share what makes them happy with the still and happy beings. Thus also to the people on earth. And this means as much as that they also want to give right knowledge to people who still walk along without knowledge. But only truth can bring true knowledge. And they want to convey this truth to the human being. But they cannot do so against the human being's will, otherwise all people would already be in fullest knowledge. The will to truth is therefore the first prerequisite for the transmission of the same. Because the will to truth also signifies the will's turning towards God, the aim which is set for all people for the time of their life on earth. And people lack this will, and at the same time this is also clear evidence of people's attitude towards God Himself. They still keep themselves distant from Him, they don't seek the bond with Him and are therefore also without realization, because distance from God also means darkness of spirit. But if people are approached for being indifferent towards the truth, they usually only understand this to mean a reduced intellectual activity which alone, however, does not lead to the truth. But very few people feel the inner urge of the heart to receive information about the unprovable. But only this serious desire for truth is meant, and only such a desire can find fulfillment. And where this desire is not present, the presentation of pure truth is of no use either, instead it will be rejected with the same indifference as untrue knowledge is accepted. Truth is a gift of grace from God which, however, also first requires God's acknowledgement. God will not withhold the truth from anyone who seriously desires it. For through this desire he already comes closer to God of his own accord, whom his heart has recognized as the sole origin of truth, even if the human being is not aware of it. Soon, however, a small light will also shine for him which will then also consciously let him take the path to God, whom he will learn to recognize ever more because the pure truth gives him bright light. And the supply of truth happens in the most diverse ways, but it is certain. For no person will search in vain who is serious about experiencing the truth. The eternal truth can be found by every person who earnestly desires it. Amen.